Philip found a treasurer. He found a treasurer. You don't think it was beneficial to lead the treasurer of Ethiopia to Jesus? To influence a whole nation? I just can sort of think that once in a while, Philip might have traveled to Ethiopia to minister, to meet his old friend, and to allow that old friend in the carriage to bless him. Will you allow God to bless you? There's nothing wrong with being blessed. In fact, there's something wrong if we don't expect to be blessed. But our focus should be on being a blessing. When people see you coming, do they say, "Ah, oh, there comes a blessing"? Anyway, Philip and all of them were speaking, preaching, teaching good news. I can't get away from that good news idea. And there's a reason for that, because Jesus said, "I've been anointed to preach the good news to the poor." He said, "This very day in your presence, that has been fulfilled." Jesus came with good news. And even after the murder of Stephen, good news was what they were talking about. They weren't saying, "Oh, nothing happened to Stephen." They said, "Yes, Stephen saw heaven opened up, and Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father." They saw good news. Yes, there's bad news. Jesus said, "In this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world." Not focusing on what we don't have, but on what we do have in Christ Jesus. Not focusing on the things that try to interrupt our promises, but focusing on the promises. It's odd, but it's still true. A lot of people just have a hard time with that kind of thinking. And it takes work to redirect your thinking to that kind of thinking. There's a reason for that, because the enemy is so busy trying to stop that kind of thinking. He's always trying to point out what's not good. But Jesus said, "Look unto me, I'm the author and the finisher of the faith. I'm the one that will finish this course. I'm the one that will complete the good work that I've begun in you, the good work that I've begun for you." But if I'm not a blessing, I'm sorry, I can't expect to be blessed. It takes more faith than I've got for that. If I'm not being a blessing, I'm smart enough to know that I shouldn't be blessed. Because God gives me blessings so that I can be a blessing. He gives me joy so that I can spread joy. He gives me peace so that I can spread peace. What you sow is what you're going to reap. Sometimes, instead of blaming everything on the devil, we need to make a little list of what have I been sowing? What have I been saying? What have I been doing? And I don't mind it if people cross to the other side of the street when they see me because they don't want to hear about Jesus. I don't mind that. But I don't want them to look the other way because they can't stand me for other reasons than Jesus. You know? Jesus said that he would pour into us and that out of us would pour life. These guys went with good news. Everywhere they went, it was good news. You can be sure that there were people there saying, "Well, man, they're picking up your friends. They're beating your friends. They're putting them in jail. There's people being killed." Ah, but the good news of the gospel, Jesus is alive. You know, enough good news can crush bad news. Death was a terrible thing, but death was swallowed up in victory of Christ. It's just a fact. And that same thing that brought death to Jesus, that was swallowed up in victory, that same power that raised Christ from the dead is working to bring victory for every part of your life. When we sing, "The more I seek you, the more I find you," Don't settle for not finding Him. The more I find Him, the more I love you. Love Him. Love Him. It takes an effort to turn our hearts to loving on God, especially if we've had the attitude that, you know, we never know if God's going to do good or bad to us.